And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. It's the birthday of mystery novelist John D. MacDonald, born in Sharon, Pennsylvania, in 1916. He's famous for his novels featuring Travis McGee, a beach bum detective who lives on a houseboat that he won in a poker game. MacDonald started reading when he was a kid after he almost died of scarlet fever. He spent a year in bed, and there he read all the books in the library. He served in the Army during World War II and entertained his wife by writing her little stories in his letters, one of which she liked so much that she typed it up and sent it to a magazine where it was published. MacDonald had 4 months of severance pay when he came home from the Army, and he spent those 4 months writing 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. By the end of the year, he was making a living selling short stories to pulp fiction magazines. He used his mystery novels to criticize what he called American junk culture, fast food, bad TV, and suburban development. He said, "I am wary of a lot of things, such as time clocks, newspapers, mortgages, sermons, miracle fabrics, deodorants, pageants, progress, and manifest destiny." It's the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald, born Zelda Sayre in Montgomery, Alabama in 1900. She met F. Scott Fitzgerald at one of the military dances where he was stationed in Montgomery. They went on their first date on this day, her birthday, in 1918. Years later, in a letter to Scott, she wrote, "The night you gave me my birthday party, you were a young lieutenant, and I was a fragrant phantom, wasn't I? And it was a radiant night, a night of soft conspiracy, and the trees agreed that it was all going to be for the best." It's the birthday of aviator Amelia Earhart, born in Atchison, Kansas in 1897, the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic. She also flew solo on the longer flight from Hawaii to California, the first person to manage that hazardous route. Then in 1937, she set out to fly around the world. After making it more than two-thirds of the way, she disappeared in the Central Pacific, somewhere near the international dateline. It's the birthday of poet Robert Graves, born in London in 1895. His passion was poetry, but he wrote novels just to support himself and said, "Prose books are the show dogs I breed and sell to support my cat." He wrote historical novels such as I, Claudius, as well as his memoir about World War II entitled Goodbye to All That. And here's a poem by Theodore Deppi titled The Russian Greatcoat. "While my children swim off the breakwater, while my wife sleeps beside me in the sun, I recall how you once said you knew a sure way to paradise or hell. Years ago, you stood on the Covington Bridge, demanded I throw my coat into the Ohio, my $5 Russian greatcoat, my Dostoevsky coat, with no explanation, simply because you asked. From that height, the man-sized coat fell in slow motion, floated briefly, one sinking arm bent at the elbow. At first, I evade the question when my wife asks, as if just thinking of you were an act of betrayal, the cigarette I shared with you above the river, our entrance into the city, your thin black coat around both our shoulders. Sometimes I can go weeks without remembering." The Russian Greatcoat, a poem by Theodore Deppi from his collection Cape Clear, New and Selected Poems, published by Salmon Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us here next time for the Writer's Almanac.